I'm wondering how this this fine line that you walk with your parents, mm-hmm. how that impacts your relationship with the man you keep in company with.
It does, because I want to take him home. I want my parents. I want to have that conversation. Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm seeing somebody. Instead of just talking about the weather, talking about politics, talking about stuff that doesn't talk about my inner self, mm-hmm. this life that I have in Austin.
They don't get to experience so much with you. And
yes.
And maybe you miss something with them. But I also know that there's so much at risk.
Yes.
So much at risk.
Yeah.
And so I understand your decisions, and you're walking this fine line, I swear, because you're out everywhere.
Yes.
Except at home.
Yes. And even then, you know, it's kind of the pink elephant in the room kind mm-hmm. of thing with my parents now. And so mm-hmm. when I do these kind of things where I'm outing myself in public, I'm kind of in the back of my mind hoping my dad or my mom will hear something like this, and I'll have to have that conversation. Or maybe they already have, and they just are waiting. And this last time when I went to go visit my folks for Christmas holiday, you know, every time I say goodbye to my parents coming back to Austin, there's like this forlorn kind of longing look at my parents. And my dad gives me this hug and he tells me, I love you. Just remember your mom and I love you very much. And so he's kind of telegraphing some kind of...
Are you also protecting them, you think?
I think so. I think I don't want them to get hurt. And so... I mean, it's just a very difficult conversation. And so I'm just waiting for the universe to kind of intercede on my behalf and, you know. And
do it for you?
Yes. And I think that's the way.
This may be it.
Yeah. and you know, and that's okay. And we'll have that talk when we get to that. But just relations with my parents is very precious to me. And I want to keep them safe and I want to keep myself safe.
And your relationship with your parents is wonderful, except for the one little thing.
Yes, the one non-disclosure. But I think when that happens, when the universe reveals myself to my parents in some very evident way, that love will overcome all. There might be still some what did I do thing, but I think we've grown. And again, my father, because now he does more community activism, he's met other people. And so it's like he will tell me and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, I met this guy. He's, you know, he's gay, but he's still cool kind of thing. and to me, that's progress. To me, that is amazing progress.
So are you waiting for them to grow up entirely before you tell them?
I guess so. I don't know. I do think that love will overcome everything. And there is no doubt in my mind that my parents love me. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt.